This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has joined another multi-state coalition in challenging actions taken by the Trump administration. According to a press release, the coalition has filed comments opposing a rollback on limits for certain kinds of PFAS in drinking water proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency. Those limits were adopted under the Safe Drinking Water Act, which passed around 2 years ago and gave the agency the authority to set national standards for chemicals and contaminants in the drinking water. The EPA proposal would eliminate that regulatory authority covering four specific types of PFAS chemicals, but does not affect the agency's national drinking water standards for two of the most common forms of the forever chemicals. The coalition is arguing that the proposal is illegal and arbitrary and ignores the years of research and analysis by the agency that went into establishing those limits. Like many other municipalities across the country, Eau Claire has struggled with the forever chemicals in the drinking water, forcing the city to construct a new PFAS removal facility at the water treatment plant. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has issued a warning to Eau Claire County residents after a hunting dog was killed by wolves over the weekend. According to agency officials, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services confirmed wolves were responsible for killing a hunting dog in the town of Wilson on Saturday. The DNR is reminding dog owners to exercise caution in wolf-occupied areas and that those conflicts are more common during bear training and hunting season. More information on wolf depredation is available on the DNR's website. One person was killed in an overnight crash on I-94 in Eau Claire on Monday night. Wisconsin State Patrol officials say they responded to the crash near State Highway 312 and U.S. Highway 12 at around 8:45 on Monday night. Their initial investigation found that the vehicle left the interstate and rolled over multiple times. The driver was pulled from the vehicle and taken to the hospital, but was later pronounced deceased. There were no other occupants in the vehicle, and the name of the driver has not yet been released as the crash remains under investigation. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Authorities say there were no fatalities from yesterday's tornado in the Fox Valley, but a suspected lightning strike did kill a worker in Whitewater. The worker was part of a crew that was trimming trees in the community. The 29-year-old man was working in a tree when it was hit by lightning. The Walworth County Medical Examiner's Office is conducting the investigation into his death. The intersection where 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was shot and killed by Madison police is now a community gathering place. Community members mourning his death have filled the area with flowers, candles, handwritten notes, and art in his memory. Ruiz has a lengthy list of misdemeanor convictions and long struggled with homelessness and mental health issues before he was shot and killed by one of four officers attempting to detain him while he was carrying a knife. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into his death as a homicide. Meanwhile, Madison City leaders are dealing with neighborhood concerns around the makeshift memorial site. District 6 Alder Davey Mayer says he has received more than 100 complaints from residents since the intersection where the shooting occurred has been closed. City services such as trash collection have been affected. Mayer says city leaders are trying to work out a solution to the problem. Wisconsin health officials report more than 100 cases of cyclospora amid the growing national outbreak of the parasitic infection. Most of the 105 cases in the state have been linked to international travel. Four more states have been linked to the outbreak. The Washington Post reports the CDC is now connecting cases from Illinois, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Pennsylvania to the nationwide outbreak caused by the cyclospora parasite. Drivers across Wisconsin are feeling the pinch at the pump once again. Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us why recent gas prices have seen a significant jump.
Average gas prices rose 9.5 cents over the last week, the average on Monday landing at $3.88 per gallon. This is 24 cents higher than a month ago and a dollar per gallon higher than this time last year. The national average of diesel increased 17.8 cents over the last week to land at $5.25 per gallon. Officials at GasBuddy say a combination of factors are keeping upward pressure on crude and refined product markets. These include the continued escalations between the U.S. and Iran, renewed Houthi attacks in the Red Sea, and fresh Ukrainian strikes on Russian oil refineries. Oil prices dropped on Sunday after a pullback in hostilities over the weekend. But officials say prices at the pump are expected to remain elevated. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Fuel experts say how elevated that will be depends on how the geopolitical situation develops this week. Thousands of Potawatomi citizens from the United States and Canada are gathering in Crandon this week to celebrate their heritage. The week-long event draws an estimated 5,000 participants who represent the 12 Potawatomi nations. Part of the event focuses on preserving and revitalizing the Potawatomi language for future generations. The National Weather Service has updated the severity of the tornado that hit northeast Wisconsin this week to a preliminary EF3 level. That includes wind speeds up to 140 miles per hour. They say the funnel cloud developed 2 miles northwest of Appleton and tracked south into Fox Crossing and Menasha before dissipating over Lake Winnebago around 2:22 p.m. on Monday. The National Weather Service has updated the severity of the tornado that hit northeast Wisconsin this week to a preliminary EF3 level. That includes wind speeds up to 140 miles per hour. They say the funnel cloud developed 2 miles northwest of Appleton and tracked south into Fox Crossing and Menasha before dissipating over Lake Winnebago around 2:22 p.m. on Monday. After that twister left a path of destruction throughout northeast Wisconsin, communities are coming together to help out those impacted by storm damage. If you'd like to donate your time, expertise, or supplies, Volunteer Fox Cities is coordinating efforts to help storm victims at the former UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities campus. They're looking for donations of food, water, and emergency supplies, as well as enlisting people for cleanup and recovery. Find more information on how you can help at volunteerfoxcities.org. Several area businesses are also collecting things like hygiene items, diapers, batteries, and portable phone chargers to help out the victims. Dairy Air Brewing in Seymour, Kalan Skin and Wellness in Appleton, and Coons RV in Suamico are just a few businesses collecting donations for relief efforts. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning pet owners to be extra careful after a hunting dog was killed by wolves over the weekend in the western part of our state. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
According to agency officials, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services confirmed wolves were responsible for killing a hunting dog in the town of Wilson on Saturday. The DNR is reminding dog owners to exercise caution in wolf-occupied areas and that those conflicts are more common during bear training and hunting season. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
You can find more information on wolf depredation on the DNR's website. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Giants today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers in Game 3 of their series in San Francisco. Their crew winning last night 8-2 over the Giants. The Brewers' Jake Bowers with a fractured big toe after hitting a foul ball off his right foot Monday night.
So I guess I fell the ball off it, couldn't really move, got an x-ray, showed a fracture line. At the time, they weren't sure if it was old or new. Got an MRI and a CT scan this morning, and the doctors came back and said that it was probably old and was already there.
Bowers now listed as day-to-day. NFL, Packers training camp underway with practice in helmets and shorts for the first few days. In Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers is back with Mike McCarthy and was asked if this is his final season in the NFL.
Yeah, this is it.
Why is this it?
I thought last year might be it. And then Mike got hired and I talked to the wife and she said, you can do one more year.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high right around 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.